We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, I have a question for you.
What it do, boom?
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
You know it, love it.
Yeah, well,
you recommended that to me.
Yeah, absolutely, because Athletic Greens AG1 I take every day.
He was taking it before they came on board for us to promote them. But go
right.
ahead.
Because the thing, you know, I want better gut health, you know, for my digestion, because I'm on a weird diet, like the keto diet. I don't sometimes get enough carbs as I need. So right. I like it for the gut health and gives you sustained energy, you know, immune support. And I hated taking the I had like 9 bottles of vitamins.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, constantly having to screw the vitamins on and taking like 9 vitamins at a time, or like, you know, 2 times during the day. But you know, with AG1, it's great. You just mix it with water, or you can put in juice too.
Right.
I like to take it because I do intermittent fasting. I like to take it after my workout, so I'll go drink my AG1, and I'll maybe take a protein shake or go eat my meal. And the thing about it, it's it's great for recovery, you know. It empowers the whole, you know, the gut for the whole body. If your gut is in good shape and good health, that affects your whole body, you know, your alertness, you know, everything. And right. athletes love this stuff, and it's so much more than just a powder. It's literally all of your key health products in one, you know, and it's got 75 high-quality ingredients, and so you get the daily nutrients that you need, and it's a micro-habit that delivers macro benefits. And it helps almost everybody take care of their health every single day.
Right.
So if you want, you know, I swear by this stuff, right? Because it's so much simplicity, and it works, right? And it also just costs less than $3 a day. That's a really good price if you ask me. And if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/KONAN. And check it out. Less than $3 a day and a free 1-year supply of vitamin E and 5 free travel packs.
Bro, here's the best part of it, too. We all need, like, we all know that we need vitamins, and this thing is rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, but we also know we need fresh fruits and vegetables. A lot of time it's hard, you know, you got to cut them and you got to go to the store and buy them and hope that they don't go bad. Bro, you save all of that by taking this. This is excellent. We highly recommend it. Disco, as I stated, and Joe was using it before they came on board. You know, we all use it. We all swear by it, and it saves you time. It saves you money. You don't got to, like as Disco said before, you don't got to take a bunch of pills. This has everything you need to keep you in shape, because really that's the MO of our show, wellness, keeping you in shape. Get all your minerals and vitamins at Athletic Greens. Boom.
So this is a pretty simple question from the mailbag that has made it to this is our this week's edition of K100 Talks. Okay. Guess who this email is from, Conan?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, tremendous.
What it says.
He's back.
And the subject is Conan's Takeshita. How are we supposed to pronounce it, Joe?
Takeshita.
Takeshita critique. How is Carlos going to be mad about Konosuke Takeshita, not whatever racist xenophobic shit you morons say, using the Eddie Guerrero shimmy because Takeshita isn't quote-unquote Mexican? That's grand coming from the Cuban born Puerto Rican who's been cosplayed as a Mexican stereotype for 30 years.
All right.
And this is basically the response from the internet people on the clip that we talked that we had last week. But let's just start off with this. Let's play the clip. Actually, no, let's not play the clip. Okay, Joe, here's what I want you to do.
Sure.
I want you to read like the text of what Conan said that's been reported by the dirt sheets, okay? And everybody that's a comment.
And let me answer this guy, because he said that's grand coming from a Cuban Puerto Rican cosplaying as a Mexican. That's the most asinine statement. You know, that's like me saying, oh, Al Pacino, an Italian, played a Cuban in Scarface. You know, he's cosplaying as a Cuban. He's doing – he was acting, I was acting. But right. You guys are a bunch of dicks.
Okay, what do we
straight
get?
Up.
Play the clip.
And that is
you want me to read it or play it?
I want you to read it first, but because reading it and playing it you get two different vibes.
Okay.
Right?
So here's the quote that's been reported everywhere at this point, you know. Well, Takeshita, whatever, he's got heat with me, and he's lucky I wasn't in El Paso, because when he went up and did the Eddie Guerrero thing for the Frog Splash, you're not Mexican, dude. I don't care. Stick to your nationality.
Okay. All right. I can't. Okay, people read that like. So if you read that, okay, right. And you're taking that text like on its word, right? You actually think that Conan is legitimately hot, and that if he would have been there when Takeshita did that, that they would have had
right,
a confrontation
exactly.
or worse.
You actually think that would have transpired,
bro? This is. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of when I did the legendary story about how I had the Martian invasion angle.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the first week of the Martian invasion angle, okay, I said like Mike Tenay would be sitting at the desk and two antenna would pop out of his head like a Martian.
Right.
Like now think about that. Okay.
Right.
First of all, we would need like CGI to produce that.
Right.
Okay. And like if you're thinking that like I actually like I'm being serious
right.
about like that, I don't know if, bro, but I say it very deadpan.
Right.
That's what we do.
Right.
We work people. We say stuff. But
right.
you can't possibly
work and you don't like it. And you don't like it. And so let me tell you the other thing. Here's what's funny.
Well, before you comment,
yeah.
Let's play the clip. Okay. Because
right.
that's when you read that, and people read it and they want to be offended, they're just going to be offended. Right. Let's play the clip.
Disco, it's Konosuke Takeshita, not Takeshita.
I like how
well, Takeshita or whatever, he's got heat with me and he's lucky I wasn't in El Paso. Because when he went up and he did the fucking Eddie Guerrero thing for the Frog Splash, you're not Mexican, dude.
Yeah, but he showed personality, though.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'll give the guy some.
I don't care.
The guy didn't have a lot of personality.
Maybe it was his favorite wrestler when he grew up.
Yeah,
and it got a pop.
Yeah.
It got a pop.
Yeah.
Do you want? Well, there's a little bit more.
Fish.
Yeah, stick to your nationality shit.
So Takeshita ended up.
Okay.
All
right.
So here's what's funny, because this goes back to the wrestling journalism topic we had on K100 last week. I've never, ever, ever seen, and please correct me if I'm wrong, all the shit we put over, whether it's the Bloodline, whether it's Sami Zayn, whether it's MJF, whether it's the match with Rush and Danielson, whether it's the Lucha Brothers, whether it's the Young, I've never seen them put over. I've defended Tony Khan, but yet he gets mad over if I say something bad about the company, but he's never said, hey, thanks for when people are trying to bury me, you coming to my defense, even though you take a lot of shit. But all I ever read is shit from Sportskeeda or other places. It's clickbait. That's right. All it is. I don't even get mad. It's clickbait, and you fall for it. And look, it trended. You were being worked. That's dry humor. That's wit. That's sarcasm. That's my stilo. If you notice on Twitter, there were a lot of people that were like, that listened to the show.
Some of the boys got worked.
Yeah.
The boys got worked. Miro, right. Read Miro's tweet, Joe.
Miro tweeted, I bet you all that Conan, or whatever his name was, can't last 10 seconds with Takeshita.
Yeah, he got worked too.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Support for today's episode comes from Vincero. If you aren't familiar with Vincero yet, they make exceptionally crafted and stylish watches at affordable prices. Other premium handcrafted watches don't fit the everyday person's budget. You can finally own a high-quality and lasting timepiece without going broke. If you're looking for a perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love, you can now save 20%. That's a big number. Plus free shipping site-wide with our exclusive code K100. Support the show and check them out at Vincero, that's V-I-N-C-E-R-O collective.com, and use code K100. And basically what this is a premium lifestyle brand. Guess where they're based out of, Conan?
Where?
San Diego, California.
Boom.
And basically their goal is to help everyday person accessorize their outfits with premium products at a price that makes sense. So they're trying to give you some quality looking stuff minus the designer prices. And they design everything in your house, source their own materials, and produce in small batches. They're committed to doing things well or not at all. And for all the boss men and women out there, their watches are a must. I wear one of them. I haven't worn a watch in 30 years. I'm wearing them now. And they can elevate your look with the twist of the wrist. They're made with surgical-grade stainless steel, durable silicone, and Italian marble straps. And these sleek modern watches come with reliable automatic and Japanese quartz movements. They're great watches. And they also have sunglasses that can polarize with handcrafted frames and so many styles to choose from, too. And they also have jewelry. So you ask for it, they listen. From pendants to chains to bold bracelet statements, Vincero is consistent with their jewelry drops. They're perfect to come into your watch. And ladies, or men, if you're buying for your partner, Vincero's women's jewelry is designed to stand out and keep you feeling confident. And they make it easy to reinvent your style one accessory at a time. They have everything here. The Vincero Collective is your one-stop shop for Valentine's Day, and they even offer a 5-year guarantee with a 365-day free return policy to make gift-giving even easier. They're putting their stock in this product and betting on it and saying, you know, you have a year to return these if you don't like it. That's an unbelievable deal. So whether it's a gift for yourself or someone in your life, add Vincero to the top of your wish list. Joe, you know, you have a wish list. Maybe you put some Vincero products on this. So don't wait or it'll be too late. Get 20% off plus free shipping site-wide with their code K100 at www.vincerocollective.com. Support our show and check them out at vincerocollective.com and use the code K100. Look good, feel good, and save big with Vincero. And our listeners, they listen to our advice with grooming products, with fitness products, supplement products. The Vincero Collective puts the icing on the cake with all the stuff they offer.
Now, real quick, we found out about this through Joe because he does ads for other shows and he had used the Vincero product. What was it that got you interested so you could recommend it here? Because I know Disc ordered something, but I don't know if he got it yet.
Yeah, I much like Disco, I'm not a big watch wear type, but I checked this out a couple of months ago and I got the Rogue, it's called. And there's dozens of these different designs to look at. I like the Rogue black watch, very straightforward, very comfortable. You know how sometimes you get a watch, it slides around, it's noisy, you're not comfortable with it. This is nothing like that. It's very, very comfortable on your wrist. Tells perfect time, and I think it's cool looking. I really, really enjoyed this watch. I'm happy that I purchased it.
Yeah, I got the watch. Right. Excellent. Yeah.
Because I ordered the glasses, mm-hmm. but they also got jewelry. They got some cool little chains. You know, everything they do is really well done. If not, we wouldn't promote it. Look your best with a watch, with a chain, with some glasses, some cool glasses, by the way, not the ones that Joe has on with the peeling tint at Benchero. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Bro, when you were a worker in the business,
right,
and your comments echo the marks,
right? You're a
it's
mark.
It's like the marks aren't like the workers. You're like the marks, right? So that's what you're doing. So I was like, yeah, come on, guys.
So it's incredible to me that it even got this much traction, but it just shows me a couple things. People are easily triggered. People are looking for shit to get mad about. There's obviously people that don't like me, so this was a good excuse for them to just pile on. But it, you know, if you see some of the Twitter feeds of the people that listen to the show, they were like, they don't understand your humor, because I can guarantee you 80% of the people did not hear the show and they don't know the context and they don't know my humor, or when Disco gets attacked, his humor. And the worst part is that since they don't listen to the show and all they ever do is use clickbait, you think the show's super negative because all they read is negative shit, you know? Right. And so everybody's got the same opinion that don't listen to the show. Oh, they're washed up. They're trying to be relevant. They're haters, whatever the shit is, you know? And so that's why anytime I see something in the news, and I know you're the same way, D.I., anytime I read something in the news, I go, let me hear it first. Because I don't know how many times I've read something, and then for not listening to it, you know, I didn't get the whole context. You know, I'm like, well, this isn't what they meant. They just extrapolated this, put it out there to get hits, views, and monetize it, bury the guy in the process. But if you listen to the whole thing, that's not what he meant or what he said or what he was trying to convey.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Bro,
But if you actually think, and I heard some girl was like, oh, that's racial and, you know, all this. And I go, I've experienced actual racism. Like, I've experienced, don't fucking tell me I'm racial. It was a joke, well, you know? So you yeah.
You did tell me that you thought that you were Pearl Harbored by everybody in the comments about
Jesus.
I never said that. I never. That's a great line.
All right. Yeah, you got Pearl Harbored by the internet over your Takeshita comments.
That's a great
over the allegation that you're being racist against Japanese wrestlers, you got Pearl Harbored by the internet.
Right. That's tremendous.
Let me tell you something. And this is a problem. And this is a problem in the younger, the newer generation these days. Bro, there's like a it's getting to the point where nobody wants to read a comment and even consider if they were trying to be sarcastic or funny.
Right.
You know, their immediate reaction is venomous. You know, you should apologize. I'm offended. So it's like, no, dude. It's like a bro, there is a war on comedy. I do not see this new generation, like this younger generation, having a lot of funny people. Because you can't be funny. You can't poke fun at anything anymore. Like, right. Somebody is going to get offended. But, like, humor is offending people and things. You know, and then, like, it's an
and even when you
humor.
Say it's humor, they're telling me, oh, you're backpedaling. Bro, don't tell me what I'm doing.
Bro, we have a cat. The funniest thing about this is, though, our listeners, like, even Harry was on the thing. I didn't think anything of this.
Right.
Until all the people that don't listen to the show, that just read the clickbait and something, they start commenting. Then everybody listens to them. It's like, dude, you can listen to the show.
Right.
You know, and then get it for yourself. But no, you just want to comment and stuff like all the right people were complaining about this too. The Mark podcasters and stuff, you know, just like all the marks.
Right. It's almost like they mobilized this mob that must be sleeping in fucking virtue signaling pods. Okay, it's time to go after this guy. Come on, guys. Let's go get him. Yeah, let's go get him.
Let me tell you exactly what it's like. When you're a fireman,
right?
You go in for like a 48-hour, like a 24-hour shift,
right?
And then basically, sometimes you'll be sleeping and the fire alarm. Right. Woo, woo, woo. And they all get out. They put on their clothes.
What do you
get
think about
out.
The sweet lips?
Yeah. What do you think, Joe?
I was gonna say, like, when I edit the show, if I hear something that I think, ooh, maybe that isn't gonna work, and then I'll come to you guys and say, hey, I said such and such. You guys said such and such. Do you think we should pull that shit? I didn't think that at all. I thought you were joking.
Because his tone, obviously.
Yeah, and there's no way that I was that I thought you were being serious at all. You know,
right?
But here's
you can tell when Tony is when Conan is serious with serious about an issue. His tone changes. He's very direct and stuff.
It was a throwaway joke.
You know, he's got heat with me. You know, he's got heat with you for doing the frog splash. He's like, how could bro? That just shows
the Usos
mental
do the frog splash. Yes, as Ford does.
People were like, I saw someone say, "How come Conan didn't complain when Logan Paul did the frog splash?" the Eddie thing. Yeah,
showed you the mental
like I can't believe believe anybody would think that was true, and you got worked and you don't like it. So your excuse is, "Oh, it wasn't a funny joke," or. What was the other one?
You're
backpedaling. Yeah.
Backpedaling. Yeah. No, you got work because we're just being funny on the show.
And you don't like it.
And we don't care.
Right.
We'll be mildly offensive at times and stuff like that, but not in a hateful way.
This ain't
way,
the show for you. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right.
Here's Wrestling Inc. put out an article about your tweet, right?
Right.
So here it goes.
Well, we're content creators. So it's like, you know,
is that Nick Hausman?
Hausman's at Wrestling Inc. now. Yeah. Right. But he didn't write this though. Triple A Booker Conan's health may be on the upswing, but everything else going on for him right now seems to be a bit hectic. The Lucha Libre legend has had to defend Triple A bringing back controversial luchador Alberto El Patron, reportedly visited AEW Dark recently to try and smooth things over between Triple A and AEW after Triple A's brief dalliance with WWE, and is now in hot water over criticism he had for Takeshita.
No, I'm not in hot water. What hot water am I in?
doing an Eddie Guerrero tribute in El Paso last Wednesday.
Oh my God! You're hot
water with who? The IWC March and shit. Yeah, good. Right. I'll stay in that water.
Right. Or was it criticism? Taking to Twitter early Tuesday morning after receiving backlash for his remarks on social media, Conan claimed his comments were taken out of context.
Okay, let me explain something. Number one,
Let's all finish your article. Let's all finish it. We'll comment.
Takeshita thing, I can't, like, I'm stuck on that too. This Takeshita thing was a joke. Like, I'm really going to get mad over him doing a frog splash. Everyone does it. If you actually believe I was hot, joke's on you, Conan tweeted. After one fan accused Conan of backtracking and suggested he should apologize, Conan fired back with this. Please don't tell me what I did or what my intentions were. If you don't think it's a joke, that's on you. Regardless of Conan's intentions, his comments toward the rising AEW star, and he, among other things, stated Takeshi should, quote, stick to your nationality, unquote. It's garnered far
Did
more.
Did that really hurt all you guys, really? That really hurt you guys. They give me a fucking break. Go ahead.
It's garnered far more attention than he would like. The most notable wrestling personality to acknowledge the comment so far has been Miro, who suggested Conan wouldn't last 10 seconds with Takeshita in reference to Conan's statement where he said Takeshita was lucky Conan wasn't in El Paso last
week. Right, like you actually think I was going to go give me a fucking break.
In a positive development, Takeshita can be seen tonight on AEW Dark, where he'll wrestle Bronson. No word yet on whether or not he will break
but
out.
What was the first line that I was trying to answer where he said he waited till, what was it, that he waited till today to answer, something like that?
Taking to Twitter early Tuesday morning after receiving backlash for his remarks on social media. Conan claimed his comments were taken out of context.
When was I supposed to answer? You know, I mean, that's when I saw it.
I didn't see it until today either. Yeah.
So when were you supposed to adhere to the unwritten rules of the internet,
right.
People? Right.
Right.
You
know, so right. How did I know that? Right, right. Yeah. Bro, it was a joke.
Right.
And that's the last time I'm going to say it. So if you didn't get it, that's on you. Boom.
Right. Yeah, no offense to this guy. We did like, well, right. The only thing we
I don't even know him.
We don't bury this guy. We just say we don't get what the buzz
right.
is like. He's so great,
right.
But
like Lance, what's this guy's name? Lord Cyrus told me he was incredibly talented, and so did Dave Meltzer. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking he doesn't seem any more talented than Bandito. You know, right. I mean.
Oh, and the plus two. Let me make another point here. This is. It's like you internet people, you are overhyping this guy and making it very unfair for him because they're putting him in a prominent position now. He's not really drawing. You know, the only thing he's really getting is just praise from a bunch of your community. Get the guy over. Put him in some vignettes. Do some interviews with him. Stuff and things. But like, right. You know, all this stuff of like, you know, oh, this guy's a great worker. It's like, I said, I'm watching his matches. Like, that work is like any better than anybody else? It's like, no. He's just right. Like, he's like a typical work of today. He does the thigh slapping, the Japanese forearm spot. He's athletic. He looks great.
Right.
Like he's a built guy.
I agree with everything that you're saying. Yeah.
You know, but it's like the guy needs work on, and you know, he did
that
show
character development.
And the funniest thing about it was when I talked about when he did the Eddie Guerrero thing, that's the first charismatic thing the guy's done since he's been on the show, you know? So it's
probably,
like, you know,
yeah.
Yeah. Right. So whatever. So that's been our edition of K100 Talks out of the K100 Keeping 100 mailbag this week.
Boom. If you got any opinions, questions, anything on the subject matter, send your questions to K100questions@gmail.com.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars too. It's... Or maybe it's more like... Mm-mm. Altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.